All right. So yesterday the market sold off. So is this sell-off a buying opportunity or will it get worse? Well, welcome to our stock market update. Today is, what is today? Tuesday, October 5th. And with me in the studio is my head coach, Mark Hodge. Hey, Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning. There we go.
Okay, perfect. Hey, we should have the sound under control right now. What do you guys think? Sound better? If so, give us a like real quick.
Excellent.
Yeah, let's take a look at the markets here and see what happened yesterday. So, Mark, let's go through this. The Dow was down what, more than 300 points, 0.94%. The S&P yesterday down 1.3%, but the Nasdaq really got hammered yesterday, and the Nasdaq was down 2.16% yesterday.
Yeah, and it looks like the Nasdaq's down about 8% from recent highs. So we went from a situation, especially with the S&P, where will we get that 5% retracement? And now we're talking about correction territory, getting closer to that 10% possibly.
Right. So we'll see. Yeah, and yesterday, I mean, Nasdaq, if you look at all the Nasdaq heavyweights, Apple down yesterday 2.4%. Amazon yesterday down what 2.8%. Who else? We have Microsoft also yesterday down 2.7%. So I mean, all of the tech stocks down. And let's talk about it, Mark. What are the three main reasons why these tech stocks are down? Why yesterday the Nasdaq got hammered?
Well, we could pretty much sum it up as inflation fears, slowing growth, and rising rates. And Marcus, I want to throw one thing out here because there was a question or someone said, you have to mention the debt ceiling. The debt ceiling's ruining everything. I don't think it's a big deal. What do you think, Marcus?
No, I mean, the debt ceiling, it seems to be every year we're talking about this. I mean, I don't remember a single year where we didn't talk about the debt ceiling and
Yeah.
that it's coming down to the wire and it will be a first time ever. And then it always seems to be a last minute deal. I mean, we had it a few years ago when the government shut partially down. Wasn't it like for 10 days or 2 weeks, something like this, Mark?
I think it was even longer. I think it was almost 30 days, I believe, and the S&P was up 10% during that period. So yeah, but you have a government shutdown, you have the debt ceiling, and don't get me wrong, if the debt ceiling isn't lifted, it would be catastrophic. But I just don't see that happening, and I don't think traders really believe that as well. I think it's a
No.
story for talking heads, but not necessarily something that traders are reacting to right now.
Yeah. We also got to talk about Facebook. I mean, Facebook just has a rough time right now. I mean, there's a triple whammy because I mean, yesterday they were down almost 5%, and it all started last week because I think that last week there was a Senate hearing in which lawmakers wanted to know if Instagram is harmful for young people. And that started last week. And then over the weekend, it got worse. Did you see that, Mark?
And there are some conspiracy theories floating around, but it sounds like they couldn't connect routers right.
Well,
Something
this
like
was
that.
yesterday. So
Oh,
yesterday we
okay.
had the worst the worst outage here since 2008. This is where on Facebook, let's just go back to the chart here. Facebook right now has 3 billion users, and 80 million users were affected by the outage yesterday. Now, 3 billion, just to put it in perspective, it's 3,000 million users. So 80 million out of 3,000, it's not really a whole lot. It's not that all of Facebook was down, but the number is significant enough to really feel the effects because it was down. It started in the morning around 11:40 Eastern time and went all the way until the evening. So it wasn't just a quick outage. It lasted for almost 7 hours. So that was a big deal.
Yeah, down almost 5% yesterday. It looks like it's coming back a little bit, up 0.7% right now, but that's also kind of in line, a little bit better than the futures right now.
Yeah, I mean, plus we also had the whistleblower that had an interview on 60 Minutes, was saying that, hey, Facebook was not really regulating the content as much and was actually promoting hate speech over to make more profits. So Facebook, of course, is denying this. But I mean, these three things just sent Facebook down yesterday 5%. And I said, they're bouncing back a little bit. So we'll see. And see, that's the point. So we talked about, is this sell-off over or will it get worse? So the three factors here, definitely inflation fears, slowing growth, and interest rates rising. So let's talk about the interest rates here for a moment. The 10-year yield, this is what everybody is looking at.
Yeah, and the U.S. 10-year yield, it's been creeping higher. Last, you know, interesting though, Marcus, yesterday up a little bit. Today, it's up a little bit more, but not as high as we saw last week. So I think it's just a combination of you know, quite a few different things. We talked about October and what happens. You know, September being the worst month we've seen this year. Yeah. I think it's just a little follow through from that, with inflation fears, slowing growth, and rising rates being a factor. So creeping a little bit higher today, but so far futures shaking it off.
So rising rates, this is where we talked about the tech giants here that were down yesterday. And here we have it from Slick Charts, the NASDAQ weighting. And if you look at the top seven here, and these are the ones that we talked about yesterday or just earlier today, Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Tesla, Alphabet, which is Google, and Facebook. I mean, these can make 45%. Of the NASDAQ weighting. So if these companies are sneezing, the NASDAQ is getting a cold. And this is what we saw yesterday. Yeah. See, all of the other companies didn't really matter this much, because the seven companies out of 100 in the NASDAQ make almost half of the index. So this is why, if they're getting hit by higher interest rates, this is where the whole NASDAQ feels it.
Now, Marcus, we also mentioned slowing growth. And I do think that this is something that the markets are paying attention to, or market participants are. And I saw that, I think it was a little over a week ago, but this is kind of playing into what we saw in September and what we're seeing in October right now. The World Bank said that East Asia and the Pacific region's recovery has been undermined by the COVID Delta variant. Economic activity began to slow in the second quarter of 2021, and growth forecasts have been downgraded for most countries in the region. So the world's second largest economy is dealing with fresh COVID-19 restrictions, a property sector slowdown, and regulatory clampdowns. So you have the situation where during COVID and when the pandemic was, you know, really getting going in Asia, they responded pretty well to it. And in, you know, North America, we were hit harder, and now it's kind of, you know, flip-flopping. Yeah. But the second largest economy really slowing down. And so slowing growth, will that carry over? We're seeing it with, you know, just some issues getting product, you know, with supply chain issues and those type of things.
Yeah, you just mentioned it here in the U.S., COVID cases are declining. And I mean, traders and investors are not talking about it as much as they did over the past few months. Right now, it's really about inflation and interest rates. That is the main focus. And then in a couple of weeks, next week and the week after, we'll start focusing on earnings and especially guidance going into the next quarter with these all these supply chain issues here. All right, but let's talk about crude oil.
Yeah.
I mean, do we have another energy crisis coming here? I mean, crude oil is trading at levels that we haven't seen since 2014. So the highest in 7 years. So we are at a 7-year high in crude oil.
Yeah. And some people are even throwing out the word stagflation and referring back to the 70s. I don't think we're there, but it is interesting to see this huge spike in energy. Crude oil hitting 7-year highs, OPEC not helping matters. World leaders were hoping that OPEC would open up the floodgates a little bit with more barrels being released, but that wasn't the case with their decision yesterday, keeping things pretty much in line with what they originally agreed to.
Yeah, so we'll see as we go into the winter season and natural gas and crude oil. Let's actually take a look at natural gas what multi-year highs. I mean, winter season might be a little bit more expensive for consumers, but also for companies. I mean, crude oil, natural gas is being used in production for energy.
Yeah, and it sounds like globally we're seeing energy concerns. Not only do you have natural gas prices rising up huge this year, crude oil at 7-year highs, but I saw that even coal's been difficult to get. India warned that it only has 4 days of coal reserves left. German power plants are running out of fuel, and China just, so they sent coal to Australia, and they actually have an import ban. Right. So wow. They're so concerned about getting coal, they're breaking that import ban and, giving up or looking past some difficult relations between China just to make sure they get some, resources and energy.
Right. So I want to switch to a weekly chart of the S&P and go back to, we have a dip here. So is this dip a buying opportunity or will it get worse? You said earlier that now we are no longer talking about the 5%, that now we are talking about a possible retracement of 10%, which would be in correction territory. And it seems that yesterday the NASDAQ came awfully close. I mean, the NASDAQ was already off 8% off the previously established highs. So if you're looking at these highs and where we were yesterday, so we were down 8% and 10% is technically a correction. So, Mark, what do you think? Is the worst over? Is this a buying opportunity or should we prepare for more to the downside?
Well, I think it is a buying opportunity if you do it the right way.
Yeah. So, shall we tell them what we did yesterday?
Let's do it.
Okay, good. So here's what we like to do. According to the wheel strategy, we like to sell puts and collect premium. And this basically means that at a level, for example, for Applied Materials, we did it at 121, we would have to buy Applied Materials. So we saw this opportunity yesterday to sell puts and possibly buy it at a discount of $121. Well, this morning, they're already up to $126. So that's good. It seems that our strategy that we deployed yesterday is working out thus far really nicely. Applied Material was only one of them. Mark, what else did we trade? I think we had ARKK.
Yeah, I'll bring it up.
Yeah. So ARKK, this was at 103. So, and also here we are up this morning, 0.5%. So this is working out perfectly. And we even looked at Blackstone because yesterday Blackstone, let's just go to a weekly chart, provided a tremendous opportunity. And I think we said we wanted to buy it at 107. So this puts that we sold. And Blackstone has just been on a tear. They have the little retracement, but this morning they're already bouncing back. They're up almost 1% in pre-market trading here.
Yeah, so it was a perfect opportunity to collect some premium, make some money. If stocks rallied, then we collect that premium and we're profitable. If stocks fell a little bit, if that slide continued, we had some protection. So we're basically buying at a discount. So I think there was a buying opportunity yesterday and even today right now with, the pullback that we've seen, futures are pointing to a higher start. But doing it in a calculated way where you have some protection, I believe, is the smarter way to do it.
Yeah. And ever since last year, buying the dip has worked out great. And so we'll continue to do it. You don't need to fix anything that ain't broken. So we'll see. We'll have fun with our trading today. If you would like to know how exactly we trade these markets and what this strategy is that we deployed yesterday, it's the wheel strategy. I'm willing to a few videos right now. Take a look at these videos and we will see you again in tomorrow's stock market update. Have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.